CBS Eye on the World with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The headline from Reuters is stark. EU vows to protect energy systems after, in quote, sabotage on Russian gas pipelines. We welcome someone who can help us understand what may or may not be in place right now, which is aggression against infrastructure in Europe during Ukraine crisis. Already, the European Union faces a winter without adequate resources. It will get worse next winter. We welcome Rebecca Koffler, author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, a former DIA intelligence officer. Rebecca, very good evening to you. The secret is out. You published this book before the February strike on Ukraine, and we're now deep into a crisis that does not have an obvious end. But focusing on this, whatever happened to the Nord Stream pipelines, how to regard this, given that we do not have evidence, we're not Agatha Christie or her detectives, how to regard this as part of a conversation that Moscow has conducted for many years. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's such a delight to be here with you and your audience. This is absolutely 100% an act of sabotage. The question is, who is behind this sabotage? It is my preliminary assessment as a former intelligence officer who continues to evaluate such acts and the doctrines and strategies of Russia and the Putin's regime, is that it is Russia that is behind this act of industrial terrorism. Why? It's because they have practiced something like that. They've thought about something like that. And there's an active doctrine called the doctrine of indirect action, or controlled instability, whereby critical infrastructure can be and will be targeted with non-kinetic means, including cyber and other means, because Russia has determined that conventionally the United States is superior than Russia. And they've also concluded that a conflict between Russia and the United States is inevitable. And that is Putin's playbook. It is very consistent, this recent event, with Russian doctrine.
Gordon, you have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, what do you think Putin's calculation is for sabotaging both Nord Stream pipelines?
It is basically the traditional energy war. He wants the Europeans to freeze in winter. He also wants to signal to the United States that support to Ukraine that we continually provide in terms of weaponry, in terms of real-time targeting intelligence, he wants to make us stop, because the outcome of the conflict in Ukraine is an existential issue for Putin. And this is exactly why he delivered the warning last week that most people interpreted as his warning that he's prepared to strike Ukraine with nuclear weapons. But the way that he phrased it, Gordon, he didn't directly mention the use of nuclear weapons, which absolutely I do not rule it out either. But he mentioned other catastrophic mass destruction means. And that is the decision calculus.
The Reuters report says that the EU has not named a potential perpetrator or suggested a reason for the suspected sabotage. Why are they hesitating, Rebecca? How does this gain them anything? And is this striking that the European Union is cautious at this point, given that there's a war on in Ukraine?
Oh, it absolutely makes sense that they are cautious, John, because I think they are now understanding that Putin may indeed not be bluffing. And it is my assessment that Putin is not bluffing when he delivered that warning, because he is cornered at this point. And when he's cornered like a rat, he fights back. His psychological profile is such that he's much more likely to escalate when he is in an impossible position, when he's about to lose, rather than pack up his bags and go. And there's absolutely no motivation that I see for anyone in Europe to stage this act of industrial terrorism and create this biggest environmental disaster, even though there have been, you know, situations that could be interpreted and rhetoric coming out of Washington and coming out of Brussels that might, you know, it might suggest that we would do something like that, you know, such as President Biden threatening Putin that he will end Nord Stream 2. But such kind of act of sabotage is not, you know, within our interest. And it certainly is not part of the sort of the way that we do business. It's certainly the way that Putin does business, whether it's, you know, assassinations, whether it's targeting, you know, critical infrastructure with cyber, whether it's poisoning these people. And I can describe a very specific case, a situation that the Russians have thought through in their planning, their military planning on how to bypass U.S. conventional superiority when and if they are faced with fighting the allied forces, the U.S. and NATO.
So the Russians believe this is an existential crisis for them, and therefore they unleash the whirlwind. Gordon, you have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, I can sort of understand why the EU is hesitant in naming a suspect, but it seems to me that if Putin gets away with this, he will just go on to something else. As he's gotten away with, for instance, the polonium poisonings on European soil, it just seems that he won't stop until he is stopped. What is your assessment?
We have a couple of minutes, Rebecca. Go ahead.
You're 100% correct, Gordon. Putin will not stop. This is the whole thing. And but you know what? He won't stop even if we do name him, because one of the things that Putin and his propagandists do very well is deceive the American people as well as the international community about, you know, the real situation. They create the version of their own reality. And so it's not a surprise to me that he's going to do exactly the same thing, even when he is identified as the perpetrator of this atrocious incident, not an incident, act of sabotage.
We have less than a minute, Rebecca. What are you watching for next? One thing, where to look?
The use of a low-yield nuclear strike, either in the theater in Ukraine or in the Black Sea. That is the thing that keeps me up at night, because I don't believe the Biden administration is prepared to handle this kind of situation.
And so at this point, you're watching that he's going to go from the suggestion of attacking infrastructure to attacking a military target. That's what you're saying, a military target.
It could be a military or it could be civilian target, John. Remember, targeting civilians has been part of Putin's playbook throughout this war. So I absolutely don't rule it out. But it also depends on what we do.
Rebecca Kofler, former DIA intelligence officer, author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Gordon Chang, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.